have enough, Tessa.
No, you can't.
I can have enough, Tessa. Some days I'm like, fuck, Tessa. You ever like is that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
When
yeah.
I forget things.
Your keys. My well, keys. But also, like, when I'm late. Sometimes the keys aren't yours.
I know.
It's me just having a good time and not wanting to leave clubs. I mean, what? Not you texting
hey,
me, Holly.
Holly. I'm gonna... We're going to need those keys now. Do we explain the backstory? Oh, no, we can't really explain the backstory, can we? There were some keys.
In my
and,
bag.
Yep, and the keys were needed, and Holly was having too much of a good time to find me, to give me my keys to get into my house.
So, yeah.
I was a little bit displaced for the night.
Yeah.
Is that close enough to you? We're just adjusting good. The camera. As I've told you guys, this is a new podcast. I'm figuring it all out. New camera. Got a new camera today because I started with one. It was honestly just too much for my brain. I had to stop, start so many times. I was like, this is not fucking worth it. So, I've got a new camera. We've got some new little microphones. I don't even have my microphone on. I'm going to put my microphone on, guys. We are recording. We thought we might do a little bit of ASMR.
Yeah.
Testing. I am putting on my microphones.
Just like, wish I could put some vines on it.
I don't think we should leave our day job.
Yeah, 100%.
Should we?
Maybe we should.
I would love to, actually. Yeah. Might be time. Like,
oh, yeah.
Guys, this is Holly.
Hi.
Holly Pink. Holly Elizabeth Pink, who was told she has... Who told you yesterday you have a girl who was... Who was really crushing on her in this cute little store that we went to.
Yeah.
But
Holly, I had no idea.
Holly didn't notice, but Holly never notices.
Nah, I don't.
When people are hitting on you. Yeah.
Life's good.
And then you're like, oh, were they? I'm like, yeah, babe. They're like holding Holly's hand.
Yeah.
Like grabbing your titty.
Literally going to my face. Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, yes, babe. Yeah. She wants to go home with you.
Yeah.
But
I'm busy.
You've got things to do.
I'm very busy.
Yeah, you are. You're busy. What was the thing that she said to you? She was like, what were we just talking about? I started talking about this girl flirting with you.
Yeah, it was at the South Melbourne Markets.
Yeah, Melbourne Markets. Yeah. And, oh, your fancy name. She was like, that's a very fancy name. See, there's the start of it.
You know what?
Like, I stepped back. I was like...
Every single time people are like, oh, do you want a receipt emailed to you? I'm like, yeah, here we go. Yes, my name's Holly Pink.
Yeah, Holly Pink, and, yes, that's my real name. I actually did that to you first time we, like one of the first times we ever spoke, I was like the Holly, we should actually talk it, like that'd be cute if that we talked about cute. Like how we like started connecting. I was sitting in the back of a ute of my friends with my friend's child. And he was like, who are you talking to? And I was like, my friend Holly Pink. And he was like, is that her real name? And I was like, I don't know, child.
Let's ask her.
Yes, let's ask her. So I was like, is this your real name? And you were like, yes, it is my real name. And that's when I decided I was going to be friends with you.
Because of my last name?
Because your last name. Nah, not really.
No, we also bonded over plants.
Yeah, we did bond over plants.
So that's why. My last name and plants.
Yes. And we still have shitloads of plants.
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah. We still haven't gone plant shopping though.
No, which is amazing because we don't need more plants.
No.
Yes.
No,
that's more. Like our,
yeah.
Like self-control. I'm really proud of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did buy one, some plants too. 2 weeks ago, actually.
I was wondering what that face was.
I spent $180 on 5 plants, but, you know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to shuffle this here because I lean right in. I'm like Drew Barrymore. I'm very, like, lean over, and I don't want to make the most of the mic more than you. But I am a hype girl. I'm your hype girl for sure.
I could be like, you know what, Tessa?
I killed someone.
We're not saying that. So I killed someone. And she'd be like, babe, you got to do what you got to do.
It's, and I'm it's like, good for you. It's 100%. Good for your health. Not the killing.
No.
But I would probably be like, one of my friend's cousins said to me the other day, he was like, you're so validating. I know if I came to you and killed someone, you'd be like, you know what, sweetie? What is so good, though, is that you've learnt from it and you're willing to talk about it. And I was like, fuck, that's probably true.
100%. Yeah,
I probably would do that.
Yeah.
Poppy, leave her alone. We've talked about personal space. Maybe you can come sit with me.
Come on.
Do you want to come sit with me? Okay, so space, yes, Holly though. And I met, how long ago did we meet? Maybe 2.5 years
about
now.
2.5, I'd say, yeah.
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 Which... just quite literally changed my life. Yeah.
You changed my life.
You changed mine. Bitch.
What?
The hair tuck.
What do you mean?
What? That's become an iconic Hollywood now. Whenever I'm like saying like, oh, Holly would say this, I do the hair tuck and people are like, oh my gosh, she does do that.
Yeah, no. It's just like automatic.
Yes, it's so automatic. So yeah, I moved to Melbourne and I feel like honestly, you are one of the most important people I could talk to on this podcast because you quite literally like changed my little queer life. You really did. Like aww. all of these podcast episodes where we talk about queer experience and identity and sexuality and all these sorts of things. I lived in Geelong, knew like the smallest amount of queer people. And then I moved to Melbourne and I feel like we met some interesting characters together as well.
Yes.
We met interesting characters through each other, but for the most part, we met really beautiful... I met so many beautiful people. Mm. And then we've been lucky enough. It's been kind of interesting, hasn't it, the last year? We've met so many more interesting people.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of the cool part about... cool slash a little bit like hectic sometimes, isn't it? When it being queer, automatically you get placed in a room with other queer people all the time, regardless of values, regardless of personality and all those sorts of things. If you're queer, for us, if you know, queer women, we're in a lot of spaces, but yeah, you have quite literally changed my life.
Oh, you've changed mine.
Nice. It's really nice.
Are you tearing up, babe?
No, I'm really, I'm not like pre-period, thank fuck, okay. Because if I was, Holly does things sometimes that are just really kind, and I'm like, no. I just get really emotional. Oh, it's very like, I also don't think I've got that kind of like, desensitized thing going on. I used to, but I really don't anymore. I'm very like, if I feel something, I'm really like,
but I think that's one of the most beautiful things about you is that you do feel those things and you wear your heart on your sleeve, but also
it's scary.
Yeah
it's a scary
but
thing.
I love that,
but... thank you. We love that.
Anyways, this is like hype girl each other.
This is just a hype girl session, you guys.
Yeah,
so what we're talking about today, so sorry I'm so close.
Oh you're flushing the audience. Naughty.
You're welcome. What can I say except you're welcome. So Holly's over here. This is episode number 2. We are going to be talking through, I've got an iPad full of so many questions that I was writing them and I was like, I actually don't know this about Holly. So I'm really excited to dive into some of them. But like our first podcast and a lot of our other podcasts, they are about the queer experience. I will hand the floor over to Holly. And as in, I will be asking you things. I'm not just going to be like, okay, you can talk now.
It's your go.
Yeah, it's your turn now. Just so you know, I will shut up really soon. And I will also let her talk to you about her queer experience, her queer identity, her pronouns, what she identifies as within the community, if you do identify as anything, because that's also not necessary either.
Yes.
So... where would I like to start? Can you... do you mind if we... In the name of... because you started off somewhat with guys.
Yeah.
Can we start with where you started to... what was your first inkling? So, because you've been with boys before, right?
So... yeah. So, I first... so my first boyfriend was when I was 14, 15.
Yeah.
So that was like a very have like a drink. 20
while
years
while we're talking
ago.
About boyfriends.
20 kidding. Years ago, my first
oh,
love.
Oh, he was a beautiful and my like,
first,
right.
Yeah, yeah. My first heartbreak, my yes. first love, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways. And I don't even know where to start because it's, I've been a bit backwards and forwards in the, you know, dabbled in the guys, dabbled in the females. But I think my first, like I knew I was attracted to women or to girls when I was in primary school.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. it was just, huge. I just knew.
Yeah.
I would like to just say that, like, for me...
I'm still listening. I'm still listening, guys. I'm just closing the door while...
Yeah, because that was like, me. Yeah, I, like, opened
needed
that.
Poppy needed
yeah.
a wee on the back.
Yeah.
okay, yes, yes, yes.
No, I would say that sexuality for me has been... I wouldn't say difficult. I would say hard to understand.
Mm. And I really want to talk to you about that because yeah. you're so not alone.
No.
Which I know you know.
No. And no. it's hard to understand because, like, my first girlfriend was when I was 18. Thou shall not be named, but they'll know who they are.
Is it Voldemort or Harry Potter? Like,
no,
talking
she was beautiful.
Or
she was
like
a really
Slytherin.
No, she was a really, really beautiful girl.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then what had happened is, so I started dating. So I had my first boyfriend when I was 15.
Yeah.
And then next girlfriend was around 18. Then after that, I had a boyfriend for 4 years.
I love this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were so affirming for me.
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, oh, I've just, you know, had this experience with yeah. a boy and it was yeah. really nice. And you were like, yeah, same, honey.
Yeah, 100%.
Like you were in exactly the same boat. Okay, I really wanted Poppy on this episode, guys. She was on the first one. Say goodbye to Poppy, though, because she... She is being a menace. Goodbye, everyone.
Can I say bye? Bye, Poppy.
Yes, you can say goodbye to Poppy. No kiss.
She's so cute.
She's very cute. She's also obsessed.
But you're also like our neurodivergent brains. And if we're doing that, like, I'm also need
we can't focus. Vape. Absolutely. Oh, for sure, babe. You can vape in here.
Okay, but I feel like that's not good for the camera. So I know it's not good for me and my mum and dad.
It's... It's still happening. Remember you were like, isn't it funny? I feel like you can be the most comforting. We can all do this too. You can be the most comforting person for others and still be navigating it yourself.
100%.
She was so comforting for me for that. But then you were still like, what the fuck is going on with my sexuality?
Yeah, 100%. And I think I go in and out of it a little bit of trying just to understand who I am.
Yeah.
I think
fuck probably isn't the right term. I don't want to put words in your mouth
100%.
Just in case you weren't.
Okay. No, 100%. I feel like I have figured it out.
Yeah.
I feel like I love a person.
Yeah.
And the vibe.
Yeah.
And their values rather than a gender.
Mm.
So for me, it's about the person and who they are, what they can bring to my life, rather than saying, okay, I like females or I like men or I like, you know, trans, whatever it may be.
Mm.
I just like a person. Mm. I like their qualities. I like the vibe. I like what they can bring to the table.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And that's okay to be that.
I don't think we've spoken about, like, I don't think I've ever told you that that's actually such a beautiful quality to have.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, you know, just to love the person is so beautiful.
Mm. And I think it's, like, it's quite interesting in the lesbian community in a way that it's, like, there are people that they want to be with a lesbian, someone who only likes females. And that's okay for them.
Mm.
That's okay if it doesn't work, but it's kind of like, it's hard to navigate in that community.
True.
It's almost like you hide a part of yourself.
Yes, so true. Wait, I see what you mean. As in, there is like a bit of a mindset around like, are you gay or are you this?
Yes.
Yes.
You as have in, to be put into a box.
Yes, for sure.
And I'm not in a box and I don't think I'll ever be in a box.
No.
Like, I can't be tamed.
No. Breaks into a Miley Cyrus song. With the like claws.
Yeah.
I don't see your brain as something that could be tamed. Tamed.
Tamed.
All I'm saying is Miley now. So I was focusing on the microphone. I was like, tamed.
Why don't you grab the mic and...
And three and into a song.
This is actually less surface level than musical.
Yeah. I didn't even know what I was gonna say.
But yeah,
your brain, it can't be put in a box. No. Like just me knowing you.
Yeah.
Is that's your brain is like whew, like very, squiggly, if that makes sense. And your energy is very like squiggly.
Very, very squiggly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so nice though, in such a like binary world.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel it's, yeah. So I don't know what they call it. Is it pansexual, demisexual? Mm-hmm. I would say that's what I am. Just so happens that I haven't been with anyone other than a female for 10 years.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And,
but I don't want to put myself in that box. Guys would have
to
be
quite beautiful to like fit that, well, not fit that mold, but
yeah.
I know we've spoken about that what women can give you is just what you are.
Yeah.
What suits you. But then there are some men who can give that. It's just 100%. Some men. Yeah.
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
If you're there.
Us both pausing before doing a call out.
We knew.
If we've got like a good taste in music.
Yeah.
R&B lover.
Funny. Honest. Loyal.
Dry humor. Yes.
Big one.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm also would love someone who is not, who understands I'm a bit of an onion.
Yeah. It
takes me a little bit to kind of peel back the layers. And I feel like.
Yeah, you are.
Even people that have, you know, my sister still peeling onions back.
You just sees new layers. Like, fuck.
She's like, geez. Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that.
No, spending any more time
I was on just that. Thinking, yeah, spending any more time on that. Let a thousand blossoms bloom.
As far as I'm concerned.
But yeah, I think we have spoken about it. Yeah. It's like very rare people who come along, very rare men who are like, who you're like, oh, hi, wow.
Yeah. I feel like it's like also the comfortability as well of someone like, and the safety that someone brings to the table.
Yeah.
If I don't feel safe, if I feel like something is like off, then I just won't go there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Talk about
for sure
not feeling safe. Can we talk about
which conscious one?
Cass.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. There's so many topics of tea. I was like, which one's she going to bring up?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can we, Holly's got a story.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking story.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Do you want
to
say it?
I absolutely want you to tell.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give an overview. It's similar to, if anyone's seen the show Fake on Paramount, it's an Australian show and it's about a relationship built on lies and a person built on lies, basically in really like kind of sadistic ways, isn't it? Like really like
awful.
Makes you feel quite sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that is someone that Holly's come across before,
yes,
who is no longer in her life at all. This is not a confidential story either, because this person has like done this to so many people. So go for it.
So about 10 years ago, I met this, no, it was like maybe like 12 years ago. I don't really know, whatever. So I met this guy on Tinder. He said his name was Dieter. And we were talking and, you know, went on a few dates and he came over, whatever. And he said something, he told me that his name was Dieter. That he was a pilot, that he would fly in and fly out of Dubai. And something about him felt really off. So I was like, I'm not going to pursue this whatsoever again. I didn't feel that safety with him. So I stopped talking to him. Anyways, about 2 months later, I went back on Tinder again. I was like, can I swear on this?
Absolutely.
Let's hoe it up.
You're so sweet. That's your swear word.
Let's hoe it up.
You can say ho. We're so pro right here.
I'm just going to check and we're both in the frame.
Yeah. Let's hoe it up.
I was like, let's hoe it up. So I went back on there and I was like, okay, saw the same guy's photo pop up, but he called himself Paulie. And I was like, okay, hi, I thought your name was Dita. He's like, yeah, no, that's like, I'm a twin. Dita's my brother. I'm Paulie. Didn't go anywhere from then. But like Morgan remembers, Morgan's my sister. I told her about it. She remembers it all. And it was about maybe like 3 weeks ago when I was scrolling, you know, the normal doom scroll on TikTok.
Also, thank God for TikTok though. I'll be honest. After this, I've been like, cause I don't have it and probably need to get it for said podcast.
Yeah.
But after this, I was like, damn, this is so a way where women can warn each other mm-hmm. about things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give anything away, but such a good platform for that.
100%. So I was like scrolling on TikTok and came across a video from this. It's the handle is Conscious Cass, if you want to have a look at it, but
so worth a look. Oh, I'm like feeding off it.
Like, where's part four?
Where's part four? Has part four been released?
Yeah, every day. Part three, part four.
Talking about it to people who don't understand it, don't know what's going on. And they were like, who the fuck is Conscious Cass? Like, what's happening?
So I was scrolling through and a video came up of Conscious Cass. She put up a video that essentially she'd been dating a guy. She is now pregnant by that guy. And essentially he had lied to her. I don't know whether it was like a year or two or something like that, about his name, what he did, about his parents, about his brother. She even went like to the extreme of moving to Dubai for this guy. And yeah, it turns out it was all a lie. And it was that same guy that I had met 12 years ago that I was like, I just don't feel right about him.
Yeah. You're just watching this story. Like, Holly messaged me and she was like, holy shit, I know this person. Yeah. And you had known there was something off.
Had no idea.
And so, because it's her, right? And then all these other women.
Yeah.
I just like commenting, being like, holy shit, I had a child with this man.
Mm-hmm. Turns out.
Dated this man last year.
100%. Turns out he's got 9 children with different women.
That's so wild.
You know what?
But also, sorry, it's not actually just wild. Just to get really deep for a second, it's really fucked up.
It's like he should go to jail.
For sure. It's the most horrific thing. Like,
awful.
And now because there's you like, felt yucky afterwards, right?
I felt so yucky.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy is weird. There's something going on here.
Yeah. So you feel yucky. 100%. And then there's all these different levels of like, it's like the maximum yuck.
Yeah.
Like the maximum ick.
100%.
But it's beyond big an ick. Which it's is like
double ick.
You don't know. You don't. And the audacity of this man. You don't know him in any sense. You don't know his values, you don't know his job, his family, how he was as a partner, all these things you think you come to know.
Mm.
So, and they are such foundational things.
Yeah.
Like when you talk, that's how we talk about it, safety.
Yeah.
Such foundational things. And then mm-hmm. the rug is pulled out from underneath you.
I don't know how that woman, and she's just given birth to a baby.
Has she?
Yeah, by him.
I need TikTok.
I know, but she's not posting at the moment. Obviously, she's had a kid. Good. So, but
good for you.
At the same time, it's like, you're so right. How do you build foundations with someone? If that happened to me,
yeah,
I don't know what I would do.
How do you recover?
Like, I know you just would, because like, there's things that you know we've recovered, but that's like next.
It's pretty next level. Yeah. I think I might have been saying to you, you would need to see, you would feel this sense of needing to see receipts for so long.
Yeah, 100%.
And unfortunately, like for anyone who's been in this position, you're like, because what you knew to be true wasn't true. Yeah. So how do you know the next time it'll be true? Yeah. So you start to be like, well, who's your brother?
Yeah.
And is it your brother? And where do your parents live? And that's going to be a really big thing for her to work through and a partner to work through.
100%.
And yeah, safety is huge. I don't think we talk about it enough, honestly. Like the safety that you need in a relationship to not only be yourself, but to like feel comfortable sexually, to talk about what makes you scared. Welcome, babe. To talk about what makes you scared. There's all these different things. And this is something else I'd like to talk about. I haven't even gotten to my questions.
We knew this would happen.
We knew this would happen.
But that's fine.
Right?
We're just letting it flow.
We ride it torn.
Yeah, we ride it torn.
There is such a quick dating culture.
Yeah.
From what I can see anyway, I feel like sometimes I'm a bit of a... Oh no, I've had cracks.
You've I've had cracks.
I was
going
to say I'm a bit
cracks.
Of a grandma, but like, no, I've had a crack, but I do watch. What? So when I get
you've had more cracks than me, babe.
I literally was just thinking she's like, cracks. Yeah, she's had guys. She's telling lies. Oh my God. I'm shy. I never did that. Why did I even start to say that? Oh, because I do see, and maybe I'm just, it's like we're in our 30s. You get a little bit older and you want like to feel, I want to feel more solid and stable. I'm not saying that everyone wants to feel that, but I do see content. So TikTok eventually comes to Instagram and I see content and it's about dating culture. Yeah. So this is where I'm informed about like really quick dating culture nowadays. Then again, I have experienced it too.
Yeah.
Where it's very transactional, surface level, and there's always the next best thing out there. And there's not a lot of safety that can be created in those moments. And if that is, and you know, a lot of us are feeling like we don't need that, or maybe we're not admitting that to ourselves, but how nice is feeling safe with someone?
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
I feel like it's rare.
So rare. You're like, yeah, it's nice.
It's nice. It would be nice to feel that every now and again.
It's a pipe dream.
It'd be nice. Yeah.
It really is like it is rare.
But you're right. Like the dating culture, I feel like people date and they date without really having intentions or without really
for sure
knowing what they want, which creates this, big sense of like, I'm going into something I don't know what I want.
For
when
sure.
There are people like myself who go into things knowing that I want a relationship, that I want someone that I can build a life with, and that, you know, without like really having that commitment to doing that.
For
and
sure.
I think that's where all this like, you know, love bombing and all that comes into play. Where it's hard, you know.
It is hard, babe.
Yeah.
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 It is. I just started thinking about, I have so many things I want to ask you. And then I just realized I whizzed straight past the start. So if we can go back there just for a sec. So... And maybe there is no end and start because you're always figuring it out. But was there a time where you're like, oh my God, I've got a crush on her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And your sister's gay as hell too. So it's not like you were like starved of like lesbian surroundings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as in when it like, yeah, like I had a high school crush.
Yeah.
Again, thou shall not be named.
Yes.
But... like, I think it was like year 8. So I started off my high school years in a all-girls school.
Yeah.
Very strict.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All girls until year 12?
All girls, no, until year 10.
Yeah.
And then I went to Box Hill Senior.
Yeah.
11 and 12. So my first crush... was a girl. She had no idea. She probably still has no idea to this day. I still think she's a lesbian, but that's just not for me to judge.
That's why thou shall not be named.
That's what I mean.
Don't wanna do your daddy,
that's
sister.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But
she's not out.
No, no. She's definitely not. But she was such a lovely, lovely human being. Just a really kind human being, and especially
how hot.
Oh,
kindness is so hot.
Kindness is just like
that was my undoing in high school. Kind people, I was like,
you better stop being kind. I thought I was gonna get a crush on you,
and I'm gonna daydream about you and never tell you,
and I'm gonna talk about you in a podcast.
15 years later.
Probably more than that. Yeah. Probably like 20 years, but that's okay. There'll be another 20 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, no, she was lovely. Really nice. I think I struggled throughout high school, also primary school, of like, again, fitting in, finding myself, finding who I was. And she was just like a really kind, accepting person.
Yeah.
That I just was like, I love your kindness.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I honestly get it. I literally just had this moment of like picturing she walks past a corridor.
Yeah.
Did you have high school lockers in a corridor? Did you have that too? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like vibe. Yeah. And she just like reminds you that you're about to trip on something.
Oh, 100%.
I was like, how's your day? I hope you've had a good day or that's something like that. Did. And you're going through this. You and I have both gone through this and we've spoken about this. Like high school was cooked.
Cooked.
So cooked.
Like
not knowing who you are.
No.
In so many different ways. Not understanding your mental health. Yep. Not understanding your identity, your sexuality.
Neurodivergence,
not knowing how to like calm yourself down. There's all these things you don't know.
Yeah.
And you're in the jungle with like 100, I don't know how many kids were in your year, but you're in the jungle with like 100 different kids. I really want to hang this, but I really want to have a low button, but I can't because I'm going to show too much.
No, you're not going to show anything.
Saucy but secret.
Why not?
I think that that's like a really weird contradiction is that we don't yet know ourselves and yet we're surrounded by more people than ever.
Yeah.
And like, and then you're young and you're sort of starting to figure out your sexuality here and there too. Mm-hmm. Like it's a very hard way to figure it out. Well, for us it was.
And especially at such an impressionable age, I think when I was growing up, so I'm born in 1989, so I'm 35.
Yeah.
So still young, you know.
Still so young, babe. No, but literally you are still so young.
Yeah. I paid for it. Like,
yeah.
But on a serious note, though, you can't take me seriously, can you?
I just watched Notting Hill. Where Julia Roberts goes, and I've had two very painful operations to look like this. And she goes, with a nose, then you just then like, I pay for it. My name.
Love that song.
Great song.
Yeah. What was I saying?
Crush. Becoming to understand it.
So
crushing year eight, well, that's high school.
Well, high school was like...
And then as time
like,
went on.
Yeah. And being in an all-girl school.
Yeah.
At that time where LGBTQIA+ was not a thing.
No.
Whatsoever.
No.
You know...
Lesbians were weird back
being
then.
So...
Quote-unquote, lesbians were weird. They were the, like, weird ones.
And right? Lesbian... If you were... Like, people would call you a lesbian.
Yeah.
And that would be an insult.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. It was a huge insult.
Yeah. Oh, you're a lesbian.
Yes.
You know, and...
And, like, a legitimate insult, not as a joke.
No.
Because we might say, oh, my God, like...
No.
You're a lesbian.
Exactly.
But it was, like, a straight up, like, a really awful insult.
100%. And it's, like, in high school, it was, like, I had a boyfriend at one point, my first love. And I don't, like, obviously try and like navigating that in my mind. I'm like, I did love him, but like at the same time, I think it was like good for me to have a boyfriend at that time in my like for high school brain.
Yeah.
To be like, no, I've got a boyfriend. I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah, 100%.
Inside, I knew I was a lesbian. I slept with a girl. Wow, I'm saying this on a podcast.
I'm so happy.
I slept with a girl that was in my friend group and we didn't tell anyone. Did I not tell you?
I'll be honest. Amy said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, not the same thing, but a similar thing. Her first experience was with, I don't want to misquote her, but there's something so wild that we can do that and compartmentalize it and carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I was like, and we ride a dawn. Like? I was like, come over.
We ride a dawn.
Come over. Let's secretly, like, you know, go about our business. And then we ride.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was nice.
Yeah. Was it scary? How old were you?
I think it was maybe like grade 8.
Wow.
7, 8 or 9.
Yep. And were you like, what just happened? Or did it feel natural?
Because I had those thoughts earlier.
Yeah, of course.
It was just someone that, like, it just organically happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And that person is, you know, identifies themselves as being straight these days.
Yeah.
But again, we don't know what's in people's minds. For we don't know whether other people are struggling with things that I've been able to navigate, which I'm still navigating. I feel like it's so fluid. Everything, like, everyone is always navigating who they are, what they like, and like we're always changing, and that's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay 100%. To go from feeling like you are straight to feeling like you are bisexual or feeling like you're pansexual, whatever you feel like. Hence why I like telling people that for me, it's a person. It's not a gender. Mm. It's not who they identify themselves as. If I like you, I like you.
Yeah.
If I feel a vibe, I feel a vibe.
Yeah. And that's such a beautiful way of doing life as well, to not box yourself in.
Mm.
Because that's also another thing, is it can feel like there are too many restrictions on who we are.
Like, if I feel like I want to be a lesbian for 12 months, then I'm going to be a lesbian. If I feel like I want to be straight for 12 months, then I'm going to do that too. And if I feel like I want to date whoever the hell I want to date for another 12 months, then I'm going to date whoever the hell I want to date. It's just how I feel, what makes me happy, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Do you remember... I feel like that is actually so important to talk about. Like, do you remember me coming to you and being like, oh, I've just... Because I was, you know, so gay. Like, so I thought. And how long ago was that now? Almost 2 years? No, a year ago.
Mm.
No, 2 years ago, which is wild, said to you, oh, I had this really beautiful... We were walking the tan in South Yarra. I had this beautiful experience with a boy. And I was so scared... And I haven't spoken about that on here yet, purely because it takes a while to process that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it took me a while to process it in general, let alone it being, it's now an anecdote.
Yeah.
Which, it's easy to be braver when it's an anecdote, when it's a story. Yeah. I now get to tell it as a story because I'm very much like, very much not going through it anymore, and am definitely... leaning, because we lean, well, I lean,
100%.
Leaning towards the women.
Yeah.
But there was this stage where I was leaning towards both.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I came out as a bisexual and then I stopped. It's like I became more confident in my sexuality to the point where I might call myself a lesbian. And then it was this reverse phobia.
Uno reverse.
Yeah. It was a Uno reverse. Yeah. Now, is that a TikTok thing? Because someone else said that to me the other day.
I don't know where I got it from.
Was it you who said it?
I don't know.
Uno reverse?
Maybe.
Hey, bitch, Uno reverse. And I was like, that's amazing.
Who was it?
I do want to know.
I think I was with you when that someone said it. Yeah.
Uno reversed. Uno reversed. It's a pretty cool thing to say.
It'll come to us in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so I definitely Uno reversed. And yeah. I was really scared. It was really weird. I had this reverse shame because I was like, I have come out. I'm so connected to all my queer friends in the community. This is such a big part of my identity. And I'm feeling this. And then looking back at it now, it was scary at the time, not because of what connection is and what love is and what attraction is. They're not scary. Well, they're not, they can be, love can be a bit scary,
yeah.
But true connection and love and attachment and attraction are like lovely. They're so yeah. lovely. And so if you feel that whatever gender, it's lovely. What comes with it is, how do I explain if I do get a boyfriend now? Like, how do I explain that to people? Mm-hmm. And it never eventuated, but yeah, you were amazing within that. Like, you were so good at saying, yeah, I've done that. And we did so much gay stuff together.
Yeah.
Like, we still do. Like, yeah. We're so, like, connected to that part of ourselves. So to have you, like, the big lesbian, no, I'm kidding. Definitely don't be a lesbian. But just to have you, who was so, like, I realize that's how it sounded. Just a fanatic.
Lizzo.
To say, like, yeah, same. I've done that before. And, like, what was he like? Like, what's he like? And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then that was really the start of me saying, oh, yeah, I went through a bit of a, like, stage there.
Mm.
It was really nice. And I really like that part of myself now. But I felt a lot of biphobia, internalized biphobia. I don't identify as a bisexual, but I... at that time was definitely, I mean, God knows, labels confuse me. I can't connect to labels, but yeah. It was just the experience of this. Yep. There's nothing wrong with it. And 100%. How nice is this?
100%.
How nice is it to be over the hill though? I'm really enjoying
yeah, leaning I, this I way. Know you enjoy the lean. You're the leaning. Yes. Definitely. And I, but I feel like, you know, the whole, for me, love is love.
Yeah.
You love whoever you want to love at any point in life. If loving someone makes you happy, and we talk about a particular person or something, if you love that thing, then that's...
Absolutely.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. That's such a beautiful, like, that just cuts through the noise, doesn't it?
It does, 100%.
Because also, I'm sorry, there's a lot of women who aren't worthy of partnership either.
No.
Like, from what we've seen, no shame. They're not in that space. They don't want it. They don't feel ready for it, et cetera. But gender definitely doesn't make you ready to be a partner or ready for love or for healthy sex or those sorts of things.
When I'm on Hinge, anyone that has figuring out my dating goals, no.
Not for me. Yeah. Not for me. You know what you,
and it could be for someone else.
To know what you want as well. I'm just putting the phone on.
What's it like? What do you mean?
What's it like to, how does it feel to know what you want? Is that scary or is that like this next level, like groundedness in yourself to be like, I'm not going to fuck with that. Because you don't. It's not real for you, you don't. And I love that.
And I think it's only been recently. I don't know how long it's been. But I think over the last couple of things that I've been in, I've really, like, every single time, I've just leveled up with knowing exactly what I want.
Mm, you have.
And I think moving forward, it is a scary thing. But it's also like, I don't know. It's hard in a way that I don't know if that person is out there.
Right.
So.
Oh my gosh, two other people said that to me today.
Yeah.
It's such a common thing.
I just don't know if that person's out there. Yeah. And saying that, that's also okay.
For sure.
Because I'm so. Do you think so
it's necessary too to be able to voice that, like, to be able to voice it out loud to go, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. Who knows if they're out there? Who knows? I mean,
I've got the mentality.
For me, you're such a 10. There's just no way. There's no way. Thank you. And I really do mean that. Some of my other friends, I'm like, well, good luck. you are just the most brilliant person and would be the most beautiful partner and are the most beautiful partner when you're in a partnership.
I just think a lot of people.
It's scary, right? It's fucking scary to be like, will I meet the person who matches what I want and what I deserve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not. But again, as I said, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm so happy.
I don't believe that.
Maybe they'll come along. Maybe again, I have to like set my hinge like, at what actually, babe? Let's just flip it. Maybe if I checked my hinge.
If you went on Hinge,
if I actually opened the app. If you
responded to people.
Yeah, because I don't typically like dating apps.
Nah, they suck.
Because again, I'm about vibes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't feel a vibe and I can't, like, I'm hopeless with my phone. Yeah. Hopeless at responding, hopeless at
red flags, organizing. Red flags, red flags.
Like, sorry. If I like you, I'll respond to you.
Don't talk to anyone who shows me interest. No, I'm kidding. But you're right, babe. You actually don't go on your Hinge.
I don't.
Which?
I don't. It's like,
And you can connect. What I love, though.
Sorry, that was like my wine glass. Yeah.
Ding. You can connect to someone and like be physically attracted to someone, but vibes are so, like emotional connection.
Emotional
and safety connection. And that dry humor is so important to
100%.
You. 100%. Which is like a wonderful thing, but it is. I feel like dating, I literally haven't asked you one question. I have like 20 written down. Ask them. Dating is such a important thing though.
Yeah.
Like important topic because it is, oh my God. Yeah. There's so many good ones.
That's okay. Here. I'm just vaping.
Yeah. Like, go for it. Honey. Yeah. I don't care. No one cares. So I've got some topics here, you guys, and this is what the podcast is about: identity and self-discovering, mental health, sexuality and desire, relationships, dating, love and intimacy, and then cultural and social commentary. So looking at queer history and what impacts us on a day-to-day basis. But I really want to talk about dating with you. What is your like biggest frustration with dating? There doesn't have to just be one, 'cause it's probably a few.
I would say my biggest frustration is people who put themselves out there to date.
Yeah.
That aren't ready to date.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is so common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that. And what else?
Is that because of lack of, it's really hard to find common ground, like lack of transparency, like for you, I know you really value authenticity and people being really straight up with you.
Mm.
Is the nature of the dating game, you're like, what the fuck just happened? I thought this was going on, but it was completely different to what I thought.
Well, I would say, I don't know, dating is weird. Every single one is weird. Like, I've had people that have been transparent but still pursue it, which doesn't also make sense to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if people aren't ready to date, but want a relationship maybe like in the future, then don't date and work on yourself.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't put people through, like genuine people who want something.
Yeah.
Don't waste their time. You know?
You have been at the brunt of a couple of people's learning.
Yeah.
Right? And so amazing for them. They're learning about themselves. But for me as your friend too, I'm like, don't learn on her. Like, you know what you want and you're, but do you feel like that's what's so weird? And I know we all talk about it. Like, that's what dating sort of is. Oh, it's your vape mist.
Oh, is it? Like,
there's smoke in here.
It's the a podcast spirit. Lighting. It's Mercury. It's in Mercury. Retrograde.
Can you see it? It's like
it's that's what I mean. That's what I was
floating.
Like.
it's the podcast guides. It's coming down.
Yeah,
do you find that with dating it's that it's quite
but I feel
this
like
is the thing it's such a beast right because you like I think I said to my to someone I know the other day when I say the other day it was probably 6 months ago that I feel like most people are just out there to have fun and 100%. She was like I don't know though at the end of the day just do a lot of us we want to meet our person.
Yeah.
Do a lot of us want that, but we're just so afraid to admit that.
100%.
Right?
So I feel like there's a lot of people out there. It's like, you know, I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And maybe I was here to give someone some sort of lesson, maybe give someone comfortability before actually going into something.
Yeah.
For me, I think dating is so hit and miss these days, but like you're so right. If I also think that I play a part in this whole thing, if someone says I'm not ready right then and there, that's a red flag.
Absolutely.
Huge red flag. Absolutely. So I need to learn to be better to say no.
It's so hard. Can you talk us through that? Because you're so not alone there. Can you talk us through that? What goes on when someone says I'm not ready and you ignore it? Because I've done that too.
I think it's like you believe that that person really wants you and they really like you.
Yeah.
And that maybe you'll be that person that they'll just, you know, fall head over her heels with. Yeah. That they'll change for. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You won't be.
No.
If someone is telling you, they are actively saying to you, I don't know what I want.
Mm.
I don't know if I want a relationship.
Yeah.
They don't want one with you. Full stop.
And can you do yourself the blessing of releasing them? And when they're ready, they're ready.
Everything and maybe you're there. 100%.
Maybe you're there, maybe you're not. And that's just how the like cookie crumbles. But
yeah,
I find that's so common. People not being ready. Mm. And we like clambering for them, like just really scraping the barrel to be like, no, but what if I am that changing factor? Yeah. And we hold on to the good things.
You do.
We hold on to like, no, but we know they adore us. Yeah. Da, da, da. They can love you so much. They can adore you. They can maybe even possibly picture a life with you.
Yeah.
If they're physically saying they're not ready. Mm-hmm.
They're not.
They're not ready.
And they won't be.
No. And you, no matter how much process. You,
100%.
Yeah.
And I respect that about people. Yeah. But I think I need to be, if someone is telling me that, I feel like, and I feel like it's, again, it's quite common that we need to believe what people are saying.
Yeah.
You know, someone may, as you said, someone may like you a lot. Someone may care about you. But when they are telling you, I'm not ready for something, we need to believe it.
Absolutely, honey. Yeah.
And it's easier to cut it off at the beginning. Yeah. And that's no avoidant shit because I'm not an avoidant. Just saying.
No.
But that's more so just, boundaries.
Just to be straight up, there is no avoidance here. We've got a predominantly secure gal here, which is like very, very rare. I'm just double checking that. It's still recording.
Did you just say I'm secure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a flex.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to that.
I feel
that.
Like you are too.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like in times of dire stress, I feel my run voice come up. But for the most part, you know what makes me know is when I look at people who are like truly, they're really like riddled with anxiety when it comes to connecting in relationships. Mm. And I'm like, oh, fuck, nah, I just can't see myself, can't see my traits in that, like, extreme emotional dysregulation.
Yeah.
Cutting things off.
Mm.
Like, really crawling for, like, someone's love, things like that. I'm like, no, I do know that I can have hard conversations.
Yeah.
I can call it where it needs to be called.
Mm-hmm.
However, I mean, I've definitely been in positions where I've hoped someone will eventually be ready for me.
Mm-hmm.
or I have run and not been able to communicate. So it takes, like, it takes work.
100% it does. But I feel
pain, unfortunately. They're painful experiences learning these things.
But you know what, though? I feel like if we flip it, every single experience that I've had, dating-wise, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever it may be, that I am so grateful for them. And I don't hold any ill feelings towards anyone, because I feel like when you hold that in your heart, like, you can't grow as a human being.
For sure.
You can't be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, you so embody that.
100%.
You really do. Like, I'll sometimes be like, oh, I think this one might... Not this one.
This one might break her.
That's true. There's a, like, you know, I wonder how it'll be like, what it'll be like for her recovering, because obviously I'm here, but, you know, we are the ones who do the recovery.
Yeah.
But you have this amazing ability to feel your feelings, and you let it feel really shit for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I know what I learned from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to keep going, because you've got a life to live.
I level up every single time. So I'm actually really happy that they happened. 100%. Yeah.
What are the, teach me from things. What you've known, yeah, teach you things. What have they taught you about green flags? What are your green flags in dating?
Green flags? I would say honesty.
Yep.
Honesty
when it comes again, to...
like, I feel like a lot of these people, they do have green flags.
Mm.
And it is that honesty. This is the thing. Yeah. That's what I mean. They're just, like, not ready. That 100%. And it is a green flag.
Yeah.
But it's like me, I need to learn to say no. That's not what I need.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's that whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? But,
I love that sound.
Is this like ASMR?
Yeah.
Okay.
True. Can you put any of the microphone? Thank you. We'll make like a really like ASMR-y. Hey, you're welcome, guys.
I feel like it's like, again, as I said, to recap, I feel like every single person that I date, girlfriend that I've been in a relationship, boyfriend, whatever it may be, everything teaches you something in life.
Mm.
And I feel like everything, like, anything that makes you sad, anything that, like, makes you challenge your thoughts, makes you challenge who you are, what you are, etc., I feel like it's a blessing.
For sure. Yeah. When it comes to communication, because I know that a lot of you guys know about the things that, like, piss us off.
Yeah.
I was just, like, settling into the house. Hey. Close enough. There's so many red flags, right? Yeah. When it comes to what it is that, because I was talking about this with a client today, what is it that we look for? Like, what feelings do we want to have in our body? What kind of communication is it that we want? Like, what are we really, say it was a vision board for a relationship. Yeah. And not in the, they buy me Gucci and da 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 da. In a...
I can buy my own this Gucci.
You can buy your own Gucci. You're right.
I'm good.
You're making bank, baby.
No, I feel like, I know, yeah. I feel like...
Can they...
Again, yeah, I think it comes back to...
Oh, have already told me this. They, like, they're happy publicly to be like, you're mine.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
When someone is like, you know what, I'm proud of this person who I'm with, like, it might not be that we are, like, committed or anything like that, but someone who comes out and, like, slaps me on my ass or, like, gives me a kiss randomly and then goes off and does their own thing, like... I don't want someone by my side 24/7.
Yeah.
But I want someone to be like, you know what, I got you.
And I'm proud of you.
And for me to feel that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's hard to get.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many temptations around and you know what, and I can see everything. I can see.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, I know. I know what's up.
Not for me.
Yeah.
But like you're observant.
100% I'm observant. I know what's going on. And when I don't feel that security or when I don't feel like someone, you know, is for me,
yeah,
then that's when I'm like,
You've always been right though.
Yeah. 100%.
You've always been right.
I know, what's up?
Before anyone else
mm-hmm.
has been right.
Yeah.
Which is why it's terrifying, because I'm like,
yeah. You're like, no.
How? Like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
And
it's just like, for me, it's like, that's why I appreciate honesty, because like, I know what's going on. Like, I can see things, I can see, you know, how people are. And for me, feeling that like authenticity about someone is really important.
Yeah.
To know that that person is like, just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has helped you? Have you heard of the dark night of the soul? It's like where you have like this dark fucking moment and you don't know if you're going to make it out.
Yeah.
For me, I know what that image is of you, and you probably know what that image is of me.
Mm.
Probably had it recently. What helped you?
My lips are sealed.
It was the guy washing your window. I'm kidding.
So when I gave someone, so there was a guy at the traffic lights, we'd stopped. He's like washing windscreens and asking for some money.
Hustling.
He's like hustling, like an absolute legend.
Yeah.
So yeah, I said to him, I was like, here's $10. Don't worry about washing my windscreen. Anyways, turn around, waterworks.
I was feeling things.
She was like,
I saw the expression, like it was just a really like lovely moment. He had this genuine expression of like, he was smiling.
Yeah.
And that really, and it was just such a small moment. Like, you're just, you know, so gorgeous. You do this stuff all the time.
Thank you.
But it was just a really gorgeous moment of, like, happiness. And I feel like true kindness is rare. I don't want to preach on about, like, that the world's a fucked place and everything's shit. But I do feel like little moments like that where it's just so pure, they just go to my heart and I'm like, ah. Yeah. But no, that's not my dark.
Anyways, yeah. No, that wasn't it. Just wanted to say.
Moving on. The one with you I can picture is the pool day.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that was
twas a dark day.
God, never felt that.
And you were able to though move on, because you experienced actually something like what I've experienced before.
Mm.
And it still haunts me. Like, yeah. Some of the awful things this person said to me still haunts me. And this person said awful things to you. What do you think has helped you move on from really yucky times?
To know that it's nothing about me.
Mm.
You know? To know that for me, like, I have compassion for people. And I think that there are some evil people in this world, but I also think that particular person is not an evil human being. I feel like that person needs to do some deep soul searching.
Yeah.
And that everything that happened wasn't me. Wasn't what I did. I just think, you know, they've been through things.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I don't want to be around it.
Yeah. Don't say I want to be there on the journey. No. But to have the awareness that, like, there's very few evil people.
That's what I mean. And, like, to have love in your heart is it's easy to go through life having compassion, having love, and having empathy for people rather than having hate or holding on to someone who probably hasn't had the foundations that I've had.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a really beautiful answer. I do know. Yeah.
Again, don't want to go on the journey, but...
Absolutely. If someone else could be the horse to their cart, that would be great.
And that was a dark day because I felt like I had, and I feel like that's something about my personality that in my brain, I'm like, oh, you need to be this like harder person. You know, don't be as forgiving, don't be as loving, don't be as this, because I feel like that's, it's easier for people to be that person who's like, nah, cutthroat, blah, blah, blah. But I choose to be the person that is like accepting and empathetic and stuff. And sometimes it like, it hurts me. But again, that's okay if it does. For sure. Because I'll be fine.
You're always fine. And I think what I've learnt from you is to try.
Mm-hmm.
And you always say this to me for some, like, trust me, as someone who's put their heart on the line.
Yep.
You said this to me with different girls.
Yep.
Who were maybe the right fit, wrong time, or wrong fit, right time, et cetera, et cetera. I have learnt that it is too easy, but also like excruciatingly painful to be shut off and be avoidant. It's not like what it looks like in the movies where you are like so cool and aloof, because deep down the avoidant ones are terrified as well.
Oh yeah.
And then you are left with this like this feeling of, I don't know if feeling is the right word, but this existence of what if. Yeah. And then you never know what if. And then it's so discombobulating because you never close the loop. Whereas when you put your heart on the line and you give it your best, and it maybe it hurts you, you know.
100%.
Right? So and you get know to know. And you
can say is I looked back and I tried.
Yeah.
But how awful is it to look back in 20 years' time and say, I wish I could have, you know, tried. Yeah. I wish I could have done something about that situation. I feel like the what ifs are more painful than dealing with heartbreak in the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I think that goes for relationships too. Best advice I've been given in a long time is to make sure that I've given it my all. Like, make sure that it is, make sure you're not just leaving. 100%. Make sure you're not replicating your, that's the balance though.
100%.
Am I replicating the pattern of leaving or avoiding, or am I leaving because I need to?
Yeah.
It is hard. I agree. Do I leave? Do I cut it off now because I need to, or am I protecting myself?
Yeah.
We'll come back to that. We'll learn some more and we'll get back to that with you. Okay. I've got one more question about you.
Okay.
And then I'd love to hear some Holly Dr. Pink wisdom.
Oh, Dr. Pink wisdom. I don't know if I can do it on the spot. Sometimes I just like, it comes to
mind. I know, it comes to
it's
you.
It's like full like, yeah.
So this takes us back full circle to what we were talking about before. What is people's biggest projection of you onto you?
Probably that I have it all together.
Yeah.
That I, because I have a good job, I present confident, I, you know, seem like I'm like a whole person, that it doesn't mean I don't have feelings, that I'm not sensitive, that I don't have, again, layers. Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And when it comes to handling yourself in the queer community, have you had to learn things when it comes to like how to be yourself? Because you know how we can all seem strong and like we put it all together and things like that, but you know how sometimes there's days where you're still figuring yourself out. Have you had to learn how to navigate that when it comes to your mental health and when it comes to like feeling comfortable and within yourself, like,
okay, like being around exes, or
this is a time when I can handle it, this is a time when I can't, I can have it together here but not today.
I feel like I'm still learning that. But I feel like more recently I've kind of been more attuned to my feelings, and understanding my mindset and my mental health before I put myself in a situation that I feel like is going to be detrimental to me. So I feel like I'm being a lot more aware of my...
You are.
Yeah.
You actually are. I hadn't even consciously realized that, that you're more choosy.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Which is like, so good.
I was like, I'm not going to the next, like, last Sunday Licious because, not because I didn't think it was a bold place to be, but more like because, like, I think I just needed some, like, me space.
R&R time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? The next one, I'm ready.
Same, you know what?
I'm ready. So and nice you know what?
When they space it out a little bit, they give the gays a little bit of time.
A little bit of time. Decompress. But also on a Thursday night, like, I'm like, I've got 4 days of recovery. So when
so
I say...
True, yeah, because it's pre-Easter.
100%. So when I say, I'm going to send it, babe, be I'm careful. I'm going to send it and I ain't spending any more time on it.
Okay, these are some Dr. Pink quick fire
okay.
advice, whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
Someone grappling with internalized homophobia.
Someone grappling with internalized homophobia. So I feel like whoever is dealing with internalized homophobia, that's okay to feel that.
Yeah.
I think and that's natural. Number one.
Mm.
Natural to feel that.
Mm.
It is also natural to feel shame because a lot of people feel it.
Mm.
But the more you get in touch with yourself and your... who you are as a person and more comfortable and confident with who you are, then the more you're going to be able to deal with what comes at you.
Beautiful. Absolutely. I completely agree. What is some advice you would give around understanding your sexual desires and preferences?
You know what? My thing is, my advice to that is just go with it.
Yeah.
If something feels right, your heart, I think we all know when we feel something.
Yeah. And I would want to hear your answer about this because you're so upfront about sex.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We all know when we feel something.
Yeah.
But it's our minds that is like, nah, don't do it. I think it might be social norms. It might be what your parents have said, what your friends have said, what you've grown up with, what you've been taught, maybe religion, whatever it may be.
Mm.
Your brain is telling you, no, don't do that. That's not normal or that's not right. But you know within your heart.
Yeah.
You know what you want.
Yeah, and your body.
And your body knows.
The body be knowing.
The body knows.
And the body also be knowing when it's not right.
100%.
So it's also like an amazing thing to be able to be like, it's not for me.
100%. Yeah. So I feel like it's like getting in touch with yourself, your internal feelings, and just being like, you know what? This is me. And what's the worst that could happen? Really? Someone could tell you, nah, don't do that.
So true.
Or like, it may feel uncomfortable for a moment.
Yeah.
And you just say, okay, that's not for me.
Yeah.
For me, like what I tell myself is what's the worst that could happen? I have dealt with...
When you're exploring.
100%.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
Mm.
You either know that you want it or know that you don't want it.
Yes. And you're if you communicate know, in the future.
100%. And if you don't want it, that might be a yucky feeling that you feel for a little bit of time.
Mm.
But at least you know.
And then that's your prerogative to be able to say,
100%. It's not I tried me. It. Yeah. I did it, but I don't want it.
No, not today, Satan.
Yeah. Yeah. Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan.
I've done plenty of that.
Okay, last one. Advice for a first date. Based on what you've experienced.
Advice on a first date? Just one little
tidbit for advice for a first date.
Trust your gut.
Yeah.
Trust your gut.
Yeah.
I'd say that's my number one advice.
Mm. Has number your gut ever spoken to you on a first date?
100%.
Yeah.
And it's always right.
It spoke to you with that guy.
Mm-hmm. Always right.
Yeah.
Always I feel like right. the second
what
thing
was his
is...
name? Dita.
Dita, yeah.
Yeah. No. Spoke to you.
No. But I feel like the second part of that is don't be afraid to ask some left of center questions on the first date.
For sure.
Be upfront. This is what I want.
Yeah.
And you know what? That person who thinks you're too much, or that person who is like, nah, don't want it, is not the person for you.
Mm, for
and
sure.
I'll tell you what, they're probably not going to be someone that's going to stick around.
Yeah, absolutely.
So ask the questions.
If there's any inkling too that they don't like the essence of who you are, and you know that's such a solid fundamental part of who you are, they've got to go.
100%.
Go live your life, and that, no shade, but they've got to go.
Yeah.
Because, for example, say you're someone who is very, like, forthcoming and loving. You love using, like, pictures or emojis in your text. Like, there's all these different things that we, like, might want to do or might not want to do. If that is who you are, the essence of who you are, and someone is like, oh, that doesn't sit with me, yes, you can communicate about it. But if it is a fundamental part of who you are, like, and your gut is being like, I don't know if they would like who I actually am at my core.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
100%.
Yeah.
Ask the questions. If you don't like what you're hearing, if they don't like what you're saying, that's a no.
You gotta go.
Goodbye.
You gotta go.
And you might be a really lovely person, but you're not the person for me. Sorry.
Absolutely.
It's giving mature.
It is giving mature. Guys, if you want a session with Dr. Pink,
let me know.
Let her know. Also, if you want to date Dr. Pink, you won't be crossing any professional boundaries, because she's not being a doctor right now. No, it's not happening. One day.
I'd love to be a doctor, though. Yes. That'd be nice.
A psychologist.
Yeah, Dr. Lauren.
So. Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to Dr. Lauren. Love you.
Thank you for tuning in to this podcast.
Yeah.
Episode. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I don't know if I've ever been more myself on a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, it feels really like, of course. It feels so comfortable being with you on a podcast. This is not the last that you've seen of Hole. It's definitely not the last that you've seen of me. I'll see you next
next podcast, because this is my podcast. Yeah,
exactly. I'm not going anywhere. It's not Poppy. Poppy will not be on here navigating it. I will put in the description a link to Holly if you want to slide into her DMs. I'm kidding. Don't slide
I'm friendly,
into
I promise.
She might take two business days to reply, but if you're worth it, you're worth it.
100%.
Love you guys. Thank you for being here, Holly.
Bye.
Love you.
Thank you for having me.